Welcome to The Crooked Climb with Suzanne and Denise. Life and business are not linear. Let's get moving with honest, reliable, and unbiased information you can use to master life and business. We've all experienced life's ups and downs. In this show, Suzanne and Denise are committed to moving onward, upward, and most of all, learning from the biggest challenges we face in life and business. Join in the conversations with experts in their respective fields of health, wellness, personal development, fitness, and fun. And that's not all. Your path to self-mastery starts here. No climb is a straight line. Goals are achievable with clear targets. The ascent begins now.
Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to The Crooked Climb. As usual, it's never a dull moment around here. My co-host and other fearless leader of the other half of Suzanne and Denise is at the airport today, so she may come in and she may come out, but we are going to roll with it because life and business are not linear, and we're ready to roll with the punches. So hello and welcome to The Crooked Climb, a podcast like no other. We have a live studio audience, and at the end of each show, our experts, or just Denise and I, head into a breakout room and get interactive with our audience. We engage in meaningful conversation, answer Q&A, and really enjoy ourselves taking our conversations to the next level. I'm Suzanne Taylor. I'm the CEO of Tailored Consulting. I am a life coach, a business strategist, and a huge fan of high performance habits and optimizing your life. So today's guest, I'm going to let Denise introduce herself and introduce our guest. I'm super excited to get to know him a little bit better today.
Yeah. Hi, Sue. So, best laid plans. Here I am at the airport. I thought I'd have a little bit more space and privacy, but that didn't happen. But we'll just kind of roll with it. So, hey, everyone. I'm Denise Siegel. I'm the CEO and curator over at livinghealthylist.com. My goal is to bring you honest, reliable, and unbiased information when it comes to health, wellness, personal development, and bringing a little bit of fun into your life, and maybe a little bit of craziness, as you can hear from right behind me. So today I'm really excited to introduce to you, and some of you may have jumped into our Wonder Series conversation last year with our special guest. And so, of course, it's always awesome to have a special guest back. Our guest today is Ryan Daniel Beck. He is with Body Art Studio NYC. Ryan has extensive performing career, dancing. He's amazing. He's danced with Beyonce, with Black Eyed Peas. He's been on MTV and more before moving and producing. Like he's done a lot of dance and then moved into producing and directing specifically for ABC, Equality Fights AIDS, Good Morning America. I mean, everybody knows Good Morning America. How about Celebrity Cruises? And get this, the Hard Rock Cafe, among many, many others. Ryan has over 200 hours of anatomy and kinesiology, hello, movement, and 15 years teaching experience, which you will definitely understand as you get to meet him. And he's on the faculty at the world famous Broadway Dance Center in New York City. And back in 2011, Ryan was introduced to body art by its creator. And then amazingly, he brought body art to the U.S. and to New York City, and with the pandemic, to all of us here on Zoom and on Facebook. So, Ryan, thank you so much for being here with us. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor. I can't believe it's been already a year. And I have to say one thing, which is interesting, was that the last time I was on the show was one of the first times that I was ever on Zoom. So. Now I've definitely had a couple Zoom sessions under my belt since then. So we'll see how this one goes.
Well, we didn't know that last time. So you did great. You're an incredible performer, and you can just kind of roll with the punches like the best of them. So gosh, this is so fun. So body art is something very unique. And today we want to talk about movement, specifically how how to perform at a high level and really have that your highest physical level, I guess, and also stay injury free. Because, you know, as we get older, that's something that changes. You know, our 40, 50, 60 year old bodies are not the same as they were when we were in our 20s and 30s. And so I know you have found a way to really help people to avoid the injury and really be able to do the things that they love for a long period of time.
Yeah. So I, you know, there's about 10 different things that you mentioned that gets my gears going. I can't wait to talk about it and unpack all this stuff. So the first thing is BodyArt is a physical therapy based approach to movement training. I like to call it PTBT, physical therapy based training. Now, the interesting thing is that physical therapy typically in the Western culture and the Western society is something we don't think about until after something bad happens, right? And I see both of you nodding your head. Yep. And the reality is that most people don't think about prevention until it's too late. And one of the things which physical therapists often talk to me about is something called non-adherence. Even after something bad has happened, it's very difficult to get people to do the things that they're supposed to do to ensure that they don't have a second incident, whether it's a reoccurrence of a knee injury or a back injury. So whether it's post-injury, post-trauma, or prevention, there was always an issue with getting people to do these exercises, which we knew were very beneficial, but for the most part, many people just assumed that they were kind of boring or they didn't really want to invest the time, again, until it's too late, until you don't have a choice. So really what makes BodyArt unique is that we found a way to get people to do physical therapy exercises, but in a way that they don't even realize that they're doing physical therapy. I say it's kind of the Sesame Street approach, meaning that you got to get kids to learn their ABCs, but you have to do it in a fun, cool, engaging way. And so we do the same thing with physical therapy exercises. The next thing I wanted to point out was that as a general rule in physical therapy, we say that that imbalance is the root of injury, okay? So when I make a bold claim to say that I present and I provide people with a means to prevent injury, again, that's a bold claim. They say, well, how can you prevent injury? How can you promise that you're going to prevent injury? And I say, well, because if imbalance results in injury, then anything which promotes holistic balance is going to prevent injury. Now, there's a lot of different layers that we could go here and unpack, but I will just say that it extends beyond just the physical, right? In other words, we have also emotional injury, and emotional injury comes from emotional imbalance. We have psychological injury, which we call trauma, and psychological trauma comes from, at some point, an imbalance. If we wanted to go even deeper, we can say over the last year and a half, we've been having a really deep conversation in our society. We said hashtag me too, right? And if we look at the injury and the trauma that victims had to endure because of instances, we understand that it was a result of an imbalance in terms of power. It was an imbalance in terms of one person taking advantage of their position or their influence. And there was another person who was not, who was being either taken advantage of, again, because there was an imbalance. Oftentimes people will say, well, you know, I didn't injure myself working out. I injured myself because there was ice on the stairs. I say, okay. I said, well, how did that happen? They said, well, you know, I was rushing out of my house and I stepped on the stairs and I slipped. And I say, well, why were you rushing out of your house? They say, well, because I was late for work. So, and again, we have an imbalance in terms of time management. So there are so many different aspects where we understand that by creating more balance physically, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, we are in the active process of preventing injury. So again, it transcends just a physical understanding, and it has a lot of ramifications in a lot of different applications.
That's interesting because those two pieces, because of course we think imbalance, especially when you've been an athlete, imbalance, you know, is always physical. I never really included those pieces, the emotional and mental pieces, and how that could affect our body and those imbalances. Interesting. So you were going to say something.
I was just going to say it really resonates with me because so many people, when they experience a physical injury, we realize that there's emotional injuries that either preceded or came after. And, you know, just as it relates to me, I know that a physical injury caused a lot of depression and anxiety because the physical injury inhibited the exercise that I loved so much. So I love how you're tying it all together. It really makes sense.
It's interesting. Recently I was on a different podcast talking to Perry Mandanis, who is a psychotherapist, and we were discussing trauma. And there's a misperception when people use the word trauma. So people will often say, for example, like I have childhood trauma, or, you know, I had a trauma. And basically the thing to remember is that the traumatic experience is something which happens to you, but it's not the trauma. So the traumatic experience is something that happens to you. The trauma is what happens inside of you because of the traumatic experience. Now, here's the really cool part, and it kind of goes to your initial question. If we say, you know, for example, we have these apps, which is, it says, recover my iPhone. You know, if you lose your iPhone, you can tap in and you can recover your iPhone. So recover means to find something which you lost, right? And we understand that trauma in every aspect is a loss of some part of yourself, right? So for example, when you have a physical trauma, as you said, Susan, you lost the ability to do something. And so the loss of self is always connected to trauma. Now, the interesting thing is that recovery, just like I'm going to find my phone, recovery is always referencing your ability to either find something which you lost or rebuild something that you lost. So recovery, the recovery process, is actually, again, a finding of something which was lost to us, or rebuilding of something that was lost. There, you know, sometimes a traumatic thing happens, we hold the trauma, we have a loss of self. And also the thing to remember is that the greater the loss of self, the more of yourself that you lose, the greater the trauma. You know, I had a friend, and I mean, she had a horrific, when I say horrific, 2020, I can't even emphasize how just devastating the year was. She lost her baby at 9 months. It was horrific. And then 3 weeks later, she found out that she had synovial sarcoma on her inner thigh, which was then 9 weeks of chemo plus a radiation plus a surgery. I mean, if anybody has lost something in 2020, it's it's my friend Marissa. And, you know, she's talked about this a lot, that the recovery process, I mean, she's never going to be able to recover her daughter. And yet the rebuilding process of how do I now navigate this situation? How do I navigate my goal of becoming a mother is, again, part of the recovery process, refinding or rebuilding something that you lost.
Yeah. And I think that really applies to so many different areas, you know, from physical wellness, mental wellness. And I'd really love to know, since I don't know you as well as Denise, I would love how your anatomy and your kinesiology and that fitness piece comes into that holistic approach to movement that brings balance to everything. I wonder if you could address that for us.
Yeah. I think there's a couple things. You know, first of all, we have to look at the fact that when we use the word health, so we're very comfortable talking about the health industry, health and fitness, health and wellness, health professional. But we need to remember that the etymology of the word health, it comes from the word heal, right? H-E-A-L-T-H. But the root is heal. And I think that for the most part, the mainstream fitness world and the health industry has actually gotten away from this primary function of healing. The reason for that is I work with a lot of people who come from the fitness industry, who come from the health industry, who are racked with pain, who have massive imbalance, who have chronic injuries. And so I think to myself, I'm saying, well, but you're a fitness professional, you're a health professional, and yet you've got all of these imbalances, you've got all this injury. So there's an incongruence there. It's one of the reasons why when I talk to people about body art, we intentionally do not use the word fitness because, and it was funny because I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday and we looked at the actual definition in the Webster's Dictionary. And when you read the actual definition, I love it. I say, this is great. That's fantastic. I wish I had it in front of me. But the reality is that the industry has, in essence, changed people's association with that word. It's created new narratives. So for some people, the word fitness is a huge trigger. It's a huge trigger. And so I said, okay, you know what? I'm not going to try to fix this. I'm going to call this physical therapy-based movement training. That's what we do, right? And our goal is healing. And I just say it right there. Now, the issue is, to Susan's question, is that our culture, again, tends to think about healing as something that you do after something has gone wrong. But biologically, our body is in a constant process of healing and regeneration. There are cells in your body that are healing themselves every 24 hours. There are other cells in your body that are healing themselves every 3 years. There are other cells in your body that are regenerating over 7 years, right? Now, there are some cells in your body that never change, but our body is in a constant process of healing itself. And so with regard to motion, I want everyone to think about two things. Number one, why do you put lotion on dry skin? What is the effect of lotion on dry skin? What does it do? I'm asking an open-ended question.
Well, it moisturizes and
lubrication.
Yeah. Lubrication. It also fills it with moisture. I guess that's depending on what type of moisturizer you use.
Yeah, and what if I told you that motion is lotion?
Absolutely. Yes.
Motion is lotion. Now, you got to be careful because I'm going to go a little bit academic here for a second. I hope that's okay. I'm going to go bit deep dive. I'm a nerd. I apologize. there's something we call hormetic stressors, or the law of hormesis. You can Google it. It's H-O-R-M-E-S-E-S, hormesis or hormetic stressors. And this has two parts. The first part says, just because something is good doesn't mean more of it is better.
Love it.
And the other part says, just because a little bit of it has a negative doesn't mean that none is better. And I'll give you an example, arsenic. If I said to you, is arsenic good or bad? Most people would say, well, arsenic is a poison, right? Isn't that what toppled Julius Caesar? You know, a little bit of arsenic. But your body actually requires trace amounts of arsenic to synthesize vitamin B. So right now, if your body is functioning properly, you have a little tiny bit of arsenic in your body at all times to break down vitamin B. Now, if you have more of it, then it starts to shut down your internal organs. But it doesn't mean that arsenic is good or bad. It means that you have to find the right dose. So another thing that we say in the law of hormesis is that the poison is not the thing. The poison is in the dose. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'll ask an open question. Is water good or bad for your body? Most people would say drink 8 cups a day, which is actually not quite accurate, but drink water. Well, if you're drowning, water is no longer good for your body.
Good. Yeah. Good or what is that old thing? Story, good or bad? I don't know.
Water out everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it really depends. And so here's my point. Is that motion is the same thing, right? We've got to understand that motion has the capacity to accelerate the aging process.
Your attention, please.
This is
your attention,
this is
what, please.
My attention. This is a very important point. So we have to understand that if motion is not used in a way which is intelligent, sophisticated, and here's the magic word, balanced, then we go into something which movement actually becomes detrimental. It becomes something which breaks down the articulated surfaces. It can degenerate the connective tissue like the ligaments and the tendons. So I always say that, you know, you have to think about motion and particularly intensity like fire. If I said, again, is fire good or bad? Well, depends on if you know how to use it. If it's a candle, if it's an oven, if it's a fireplace, it's fantastic. But if it burns your house down, it accelerates the aging process very quickly. And this is something that we have to look at in the health and fitness industry, because I think for the most part, motion is not being used in a way which is balanced.
Yeah. Well, I'm floored by the amount of knowledge that you have. And I have so many more questions. And we are down to like 2 minutes left in our show. That it goes so fast. I would love to invite you back to talk to us again about some specific movements maybe that we should be doing, since we're working at home and sitting at a desk and, you know, on Zoom fatigue is real. Apparently I didn't know that, but apparently it's real. So thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate it. It was great to meet you. Look forward to future conversations. And I wonder if you could leave us with your top 2 or 3, real quick little snippets of movement advice.
Yeah. So the first thing I would say is just to be very cautious about what I call the punish mentality. So the mentality of punishment. Just be very, very cautious to avoid this punish mentality. And, you know, the punish mentality says that pain is just a normal part of getting fit. And then the second part, which is a little more problematic, is when people start to self define or identify themselves with how much pain can I endure? And if I don't feel the pain, then I didn't do a good job. And so I call this the punishmentality. And then the second thing that I would say is just understanding that the goal, as we all know, is consistency. But here's the part that people don't talk about. We as humans are neurologically wired to be most consistent with things that feel really good. And the reason why you never have to convince somebody to get a massage is because it feels good. And the reason why you never have to convince somebody to sit in a hot tub with a glass of wine is because it feels good. And we need to have the same approach when it comes to finding movement that improves our cardiovascular stamina, that improves our strength, but again, is balanced and so that it does not become abusive, it doesn't accelerate the aging process, and again, it's something that feels good long-term, because at the end of the day, sustainability and longevity are the only things that matter.
Yeah, beautiful. Well said. Well said. I love it. All right, guys. Well, we're getting ready to go live with our audience and go a little deeper in the breakout rooms. You'll be able to ask your questions and interact and maybe even receive a little love seat coaching from one or all three of us. Select the Join Now button and the screen on the screen when you see it, and it'll take you there. And we are here for the Crooked Climb every second and fourth Friday of the month at 3:30 Eastern Standard Time. You'll find us live or where you're listening to your favorite replay. And remember, the three key components of a balanced and crooked lifestyle are nourish, move, and be. Eat real food, get your exercise, and be. All right, guys, thanks for joining us today. And Ryan, it was a pleasure.
Thanks, everyone. It's been great. Thank you for your patience, Ryan. You're always so inspiring. Thank you. Thank you. Hi to Dr. Mark.
Thank you for tuning in to The Crooked Climb with Suzanne and Denise. Life and business are not linear. Your go-to solution for honest, reliable, and unbiased information you can use to master your life and business. To connect with Suzanne, visit thetailoredconsultingagency.com. That's tailored, T-A-Y-L-O-R-D. And to connect with Denise, visit livinghealthylist.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.